I wish I would think to start Audacity. I just did a whole rap for the video audience about, now look at the levels today. They're just they're magnificent. Oh, you know what? No processing. Oh, yes, there is processing. There is processing. Look at the levels today. They're beautiful. All right, so I was saying to the video audience, because we just played Woody Guthrie, the song is called Pretty Boy Floyd. It was his homage to the famous gangster of the 30s. And I wouldn't even call Pretty Boy Floyd a gangster, because he wasn't a part of a gang. He was, by all reckoning, he was an outlaw. But Woody Guthrie romanticized those guys because, as far as he was concerned, they were not as bad as the motherfuckers that were in the bank that were taking off your farm. And everybody's losing their homes. It was a bad time in the 30s. And my friend Elena Jarvis, who is a writer here in Ventura County and was very good friends with George Christie of the Hells Angels, said to me famously, well, I'd rather be friends with George Christie than some of these scumbags that are running the county. And at that time, we had some pretty infamous people running our county. So the tradition of journalists and balladeers being enamored of and supportive of and much more friendly with outlaws continues to this day. But anyway, so what was I trying to say? Oh, yeah, Woody Guthrie, I told the audience, Woody Guthrie had a radio show here in L.A. in the 30s. He came to California. He might have been working in the Central Valley. He might have been doing farm work, but he found his way down to L.A. with his guitar, and he got a radio show. He got a show on what was then, I think, KFVD or KTFVD, something like that, which today is KTNQ 1020 AM. Doesn't have much of a signal, but back then, you know, if you had a radio show, it was a monster thing. And he had a Saturday night show of, quote, hillbilly music. And it was popular. So I just think it's amazing the penetration that country music and specifically hillbilly, because that's not country music. That's like country music is almost a refined, several generations removed from the original hillbilly music, you know. And then there's country and western, which I has its own sound. Anyway, this Woody Guthrie show was a show of hillbilly music, I think, on Saturday nights, and it was a popular show. And so I don't know how long Woody Guthrie actually, I'm sure his life as a hobo riding the rails is real. I don't know how much of that was necessary given his already burgeoning success as a songwriter and as a minstrel and a popular radio host. But he was really close to the working man. He was close to the reality of the 30s. He wrote so many songs about the Dust Bowl. He wrote so many songs about, you know, being homeless. And then comes the Black Dahlia murders. Now, this is one of the goofiest, kookiest aspects of the Black Dahlia murders. He was a suspect, very briefly. But he was a person of interest, I think is what they call him today. Because he lived in L.A., and at that time, had left L.A. and was traveling, but he had a recording. He had a concert date in L.A. around the time of the Black Dahlia murders. And the cops, LAPD, for whatever reason, because the LAPD back then was not only corrupt, they probably weren't all that fucking bright either. They never did solve that murder. And they probably put him on the list because he was a fucking commie. Anyway, I started the whole goddamn rap to say that Woody Guthrie's guitar had on it a sign that said, "This machine kills fascists." So that's, there you go. That's all I want to say about that, you know. Now, what do we want to do here with the, is it?
Testing 1-2. I don't know whether this is loud enough or not. I'm not sure, Phil. I'm trying to figure this bullshit out myself. You're blowing me away, man, with all your bullshit, Henry. You know that?
Why do you say that?
Because this motherfucker comes on too loud, not loud enough. Where's all the goddamn compression on this bitch?
Well, that's the truth, man. And a deputy sheriff fucked up my life. Test 1-2. Test. Yeah. Test. Test 1-2. Okay, that's bugging me, man. Testing. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. What the fuck is that, man? What's going on here, man? Testing 1, 2, 3. Test, 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 test. Test, 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 testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, man. God, I'll tell you what. All I got to do is tweak that up like one plus one dB. Hey, hi there. How's that Dodger game going? Last night I saw it was 4-0 Dodgers. Who won the Braves and the Rocky game? Braves looked like they were digging them up a little bit. I don't know. Dodgers look good against Atlanta. Bad outing for Atlanta. And as I heard Bob Costas, who rarely says anything that is quotable, but he did say, this is not SunTrust Park in July. This is Dodger Stadium in October. And he's right about that. Right, now who's going to be with me on the chat tomorrow night? We'll plug that fucking thing. Forget it. I'm not gonna waste my time talking about it now. Judge Stevens calls the Kavanaugh hearing performance disqualifying. Jury deciding Van Dyke's fate. Who? Who's Van Dyke? Dick Van Dyke? Oh, officer's trial. Oh, that's right. He killed that kid. Watch Braves versus Dodgers. I'm watching UFC, so when he just got knocked out. I have to be honest. I like UFC. I don't know why. It just seems pure. Lots of action. I'm watching a motherfucking game. Where is it? Where's the audio on this motherfucker?
Dodgers, who are coming into the season with the favorites in the National League. Nobody's really talking about the Braves. How do you handicap this National League right now?
I think the Braves could win this series, and here's why. They're young, and they don't know where they are or what they're doing. I'm talking about the Braves. It's like we were in 03 with the Marlins. Our players didn't even realize they were in the postseason.
I know.
They didn't realize we were playing the Yankees in the World Series in the history of the Yankees. If you ask Acuna for the Braves, who the World Series MVP was in 2003, he's never heard of Josh Beckett, ever. So that's the reality of what you're dealing with in Atlanta.
Right. Recorded before the fucking
off a
game?
Shirt and proclaiming that they're going to win the World Series and how great they are.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I found that to be not very dispositive.
Yeah.
I think the Braves could take this series all the way to 5, and they could win a game 5. And the
guess
Dodgers
what? It's 4-0 last time I checked.
They have Kershaw going in game 2, which leaves him available to pitch.
This must
in game
have been
5.
Recorded before the Braves were getting their fucking ass kick spanked. What did I say? Spank kick.
My shows are all about energy. I feed off my fans, and they feed off me. To keep my battery charged, I grab...
Shit.
I think the Braves can take it.
I think that...
Well, Phil, I'll tell you right now, I know the Dodgers, but I like the Braves a lot. I think that they're Indian. They're named after Indians. This is what I do. This is the Jack Armstrong method, okay?
Whatever happened to Joe Dickhead?
I don't know. That he's Joe Dickhead. He's in Vegas, man. He's making more money, you know, handicapping the football games than he would ever make here with you. Hey, fellas, it's Joe Dickhead. And the Los Angeles Dodgers.
See, that shtick started originally with Joe Dickhead. He couldn't pronounce the names of the cities. Like, Kinkanati was... Look at this shit. Fucking Yankees touched up Atlanta, or Oakland. How many home runs they hit? Dodgers were fucking cranking them when Peterson and that other, and who? Puig? No, Max Muncy. Jesus Christ. Muncy had a 3-run shot. Look at this. Here go the Yankees. They're jacking the ball out of the park. Get out of here with this shit. On to the championship series. What? What the hell going on here, man? Oh, two. Stills two. This is kooky, man. This is a kooky scene. You dig me? Yeah, see, they're right there. Yeah, that's how I want to do that. Then the deputy sheriff fucked me up. Well, there's only one website that we look at during the course of the Phil Hendry Show, and that is www.philhendryshow.com. Shit.
I think the Braves can take it to a game 5.
Well, all right. I mean, maybe he is talking after. I just saw the Dodgers. Braves couldn't solve their fucking pitching. What's the score now? Maybe for all I know, maybe they're winning. It's time I got with this motherfucker anyway. All right, we're good. 5-0 Dodgers in the bottom of the 7th. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck are you talking about, man? I know they're on the road, but Christ on a fucking crutch. The Dodgers have shut their hitting down completely. And their starting pitcher, they just... tore him a new ass. He's out of there in 2 innings. Should have been out of there in 1. Milwaukee beat Colorado. That's what I thought. So then Friday, Milwaukee and Colorado, and there's two American League games. The opening games for the Boston-New York series, Cleveland-Houston. Yankees got there by beating the, whatchamajigger, Oakland. We had Boston-Yankee series. Jesus H. Christ. Look at me all into baseball. You know what? With all the shit that's going on in this goddamn miserable, fucked up country, I'm down with it, man. I'm down with it now, man. I'm down that shit now, man. Anything to get my mind off of this buggering bullshit. What a childish motherfucker I am. All right, look at this, man. On two screens, I got... What happened to the ball game? I got UFC men, UFC women here. I don't like it that much. Holy Jesus. Is that three? All I do is just have that shit on behind me. Jay wears a thong when he stretches. It's just like right up the butt crack. Barely hides his nuts. He's so fucking inappropriate. And he shaved his head into a mohawk. And the stretching class is mostly female. Sorry. Hey, Amy Schumer got busted. What the hell? Amy, what you doing? Amy, what you doing, girl? Hey, Bray. Oh, there's Thunder. Where's Bray at, Thunder? But anyway, man, that's no good. I'm fucking blind, hear me? How to buy a home. What the hell is this? I just got this email. Oh, yeah, that's sell a home. I think I'm going to sell my house. I think I'm selling my house. Maybe not. I don't fucking know. People tell me, if you leave the beach, you will forever, ever regret it. And, you know, I can't argue with that. I mean, I can dig where they're coming from. Wait a minute, I have to look at something.
You doing that, Thunder Girl? Hey, baby. How you doing?
Where's Brea?
Brea. There she is.
Why don't you go over and say hi to Brea? Trump entered Air Force One with toilet paper stuck to his fucking shoe, and nobody said anything about it. That is a fucking 100% fucking riot.
Where the hell did you go, Thunder? Come here.
Oh, man, where am I at? Where am I at, Jack? Where am I at, Jack? Let's... Results of the poll on the Phil Hendry Show Phil Hendry Show Twitter account. Are you stupid? Yes, 65%. No, 35%. Thank you. You know, get this fucking shit. You know, isn't there something else? Where's the baseball game, man? Jesus H. Christ. Come on, man. This documentary I'm watching, I think I told you guys about it. World War II, each day of World War II. It's a fucking mindfucker, man. I'm almost done with World War II. Watched every fucking day of World War II. Is that Holly Hunter? What do we got here, man? Where's the baseball game? Is the game over? Where's the fucking baseball game? Oh, okay. This better be it. Yeah, this is it.
Thunder.
This is Jack Armstrong. That's right, Phil. I think that the Atlanta Braves are going to be. I had predicted that the Braves would win because of the fact that they got an Indian name, and that has held them back.
This is based on nothing having to do with baseball skill.
No, it does not. This is my new thing. Jack Armstrong predicts sporting events based upon the name of the team. Does it work? Right. Braves, Dodgers. I think Dodger works now.
Every time the Dodgers would play the Braves, then it wouldn't work.
No, not necessarily. Some days I would say that the Braves have the edge if they play the Indians. Braves is better than Indians. But if they played the Dodgers, some days they might be, because we might have won a war, and so being Brave would be better than being a Dodger, see? This is the kind of thing.
Well, you know something? You're not going to make one red cent.
You want to bet me? Bet me?
We got the Dodgers. Dodgers Braves. Caleb Ferguson. Swung on, fouled away. Top of the eighth inning. What? Oh. It's the Yankees and Red Sox. What the fuck are you talking about? Yankees and Red Sox, bitch. Not Yankees and A's. They just beat the fucking A's. And it's the get out of here. Jesus. Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball. Braves, Rockies, Colorado, Astros, Indians, Brewers, Yankees. I got it all, man. Brewers and Rockies, right? Yeah. This new printer I got, I just love it. fucking love it. It's fast, it's reliable, it's, you know, it's all that shit. And I owe it all to my tech engineer, Adam Chavez, who just sent me his bill, $17,000. Yeah. Well, I mean, the TriCaster was 10 G's. The TriCaster was 10 G's. Actually, 11. And then Adam's bullshit. I'm kidding, Adam. I'm joking. Then all the stuff he was doing, the printer, and then a lot of studio time. Goddamn business, man. People said, you're going to go into business for yourself, huh, Phil? Yeah. Yeah, man. It's the digital age, man. Fuck radio. I'm going to be all fucking in on digital shit. Yeah, uh-huh. Can you afford it? I said, what are you talking about? Can I afford it? You know, well, I can afford it, man. But you know what? If the bills weren't so goddamn high, I'd be making myself a lot of money. But it costs money, you know? Buying new equipment, shit like that. You know, it costs fucking money, man. I don't know. Oh, look at this bullshit. Fuck you. God, fucking hate it. My fucking mouse froze. Oh, this goddamn TriCaster. The old TriCaster is just giving me this kind of problem. So what I have to do then is... Oh, fuck this, man. I can't have time for it now. Unfucking real, Jack. Here's what we're going to do for Jack. We're going to give him a lead-in music of... Dun, 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 no. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. It's top of the 8th inning. Wait, man. Oh, that's Foxy. NFL Gillette. Here it is. I love this. See, this is a perfect example where I need, you know, two audio sources. So I need the fucking TriCaster and the old TriCaster. The problem is, I'll give it 15 seconds. I'll fire it back on. The mouse freezes on this thing every other time. So now I had to force, you know, shut down the thing, which is definitely going to piss it off. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Hey, Thunder. What the hell am I hearing? 77 mile per hour changeup. Oh, that's a big, or it looked like a, all right, whatever. Look sharp, feel sharp. The Gillette way. Testing. 3, 2, 1. It didn't shut down normally, so I'm gonna hold a song and a fucking dance for your bitch ass. And you know. Now I'm going to ask for it to, you know, I have to shine that shit on, man. I swear to God, growing up, that fucking Gillette music was everywhere. It was on the Friday night fights, the fucking football games. It's like they didn't have any music to play, so they played Gillette. Gillette was a sponsor, but, I mean, what's this? It'll shut down, you cheap piece of shit. Margaret needs to get her ass arrested in D.C., too. You know, she wasn't there. Here's Margaret's quote from, Margaret said, I'm heading to Washington now. Millions of women on the move, and I'm left out of it. God will not permit this to happen. I'm going to be allowed to fulfill my destiny. And then Frank says, yeah, okay. Oh, no, this is Ted Bailey. Yeah, okay, General Patton. Maybe that's what we need, too. We need Ted, you know, coming in here. All right, let's go, man. Let's get our fucking shit together in this, okay? Oh, fuck me. Come on. All right. So what are we doing here? Back to the library. There we go. Safe. Do this.
Wait till you see the zombies.
Zombies? What's them?
That's the one, man. Number Wonder, Misery Slims, baby. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6, 7, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. I wish I could get out of here. All right, test. That's probably not going to work out, man. I just assume do it like that. Test.